I bet you they won't play this song on the radio. I bet you they won't play this new song. It's not that it's awful or controversial, just that the ing words are awfully strong. You can't say on the radio or. You can't even say I'd like to you someday, unless you're a doctor with a very large. So I bet you they won't play this song on the radio. I bet you they dare-ing well program it. I bet you they're-ing old program directors will think it's a load of horse.
Hello and welcome to the first show of Media Network Plus for 2016. I'm Keith Powell. Well, something that we do every year at this time, either the last edition of the program or the first one for the new year, we always bring together a collection of radio mistakes and radio blunders. And of course, this year is no different, except we're going to have, well, a bit of a radio drama. A bit of a radio drama on one of the stupidest radio DJs of all time. And that's a little later on in the program. But first, the news.
The news at 11 o'clock. This is John Marsh. Safety campaigners have repeated their warnings about the dangers of fireworks after a prankster tried to launch a powerful rocket from his backside. The 22-year-old man suffered serious internal injuries when the Black Cat Thunderbolt rocket ignited during the bonfire night stunt at Monk Weirmouth in Sunderland. Education officials in Pakistan got a surprise when they went to inspect a school near Hyderabad. Instead of classes of pupils, they found only chickens. The authorities say it appears to be used as a poultry production centre for the last 12 years. That's the news. Not a moment before time.
Oh, John, stop it!
That is 12 o'clock.
You're killing us, John. Stop it, please. Well, no, go home now. You've got enough.
That's enough. Goodbye.
If you're doing a nightly current affairs program and you're interviewing people, you can always expect the unusual things to happen. Back in the 1970s, Barbara Frum was the host of a CBC radio program called As It Happens, which is still in production today. It's a nightly interview program. Now, back in the 1970s, there were two things to contend with, especially doing phone interviews. Well, first, if you're doing international phone calls, the phone quality was not the same as it is today. Sometimes, if you were calling somebody in another country, maybe 1,000 kilometers away, it sounded as if you were making a call to the moon. Now, combine that with somebody who's a little bit hard of hearing, and this is what you get. Barbara Frum interviewing a farmer on the largest cabbage in the world, but with two problems to contend with. Not the cabbage, but the farmer's hearing and a poor phone line.
How big is big in a cabbage?
It is 5 foot across the top, you know. And it is,
5 foot?
Huh? 5 foot from across from one leaf to the other, you know. Across the top, 5 feet wide.
So if you measure around the circumference?
No, straight across.
You mean if you cut it in half, it'd be 5 feet across?
Pardon?
If you cut it in half,
right.
Would it be 5 foot across?
Pardon?
Hello.
Hello?
If you stand up next to your cabbage, where does she come to on you?
Up to my breast.
No kidding. You could roll that down a hill and kill somebody. You could roll that cabbage down a hill and it would kill somebody.
Pardon?
Have you cut it yet?
I dismantled it, didn't I? Leaves off it, you know. But there are plenty more of the same thing.
How did you dismantle it?
Pardon?
Mr. McLaughlin?
Hello?
How did you dismantle it?
I pulled the leaves off it and I cut it down in parts. There's a big heart in the center, you see. And the heart was about 30 pound weight or 40 pound weight, you know.
Mr. McLaughlin, what do you feed your cabbage?
Pardon?
What did you feed your cabbage?
I don't hear you, please. What did you say there?
Mr. McLaughlin, I haven't got the strength for you today. I'm sorry. Why don't we call you on Monday?
I'm even working Monday.
You're working Monday.
You ought to come over to see it.
What did you feed the goddamn cabbage? You didn't hear that either, I suppose. What did you feed the goddamn cabbage?
I'm sending you a picture of it.
I don't want a picture of it.
Yeah.
I just want to know what you fed it.
Huh? Pardon?
I want to know what you fed it.
How I fed it?
Yes.
I'm trying to talk to it.
Say it again.
I talked to it in Gaelic.
I know you talked to it in Gaelic, but you must have fertilized it or something.
No. I just talked to it every day.
I hope the cabbage's hearing is better than yours.
Pardon?
I hope the cabbage's hearing is better than yours.
Do you want to send me a picture of it?
Why not? Sure. Mr. McLaughlin?
Hello?
Bye.
Barbara Frum interviewing, or rather trying to interview, a farmer who grew the largest cabbage in the world. Now, during Barbara Frum's time at As It Happens on CBC Radio, she did come across a number of guests. Some guests, of course, didn't have hard of hearing, but were just quite difficult to deal with, like this exchange with Sandra Good.
I'm asking you as an event what you think of it, whether it was designed, if maybe she didn't put that gun in the chamber because she wanted to stage some guerrilla theater, or did she want to kill him?
You don't understand anything because you're not willing to understand. Best you be willing to open your minds and look at the roots of problems. Look at the problems that are besetting your world, your country.
Miss Good,
you duty.
Let's talk about killing for a minute. Okay?
Guy?
What about, you say...
Listen, woman, put me on to somebody else. I can't talk to you.
Why?
You're a very, very bad reporter. You're very bad. Put me on to somebody else. You are one of the worst.
Really?
Really are. You're very rude. You're very imperceptive. You're very ignorant. Your technique is just crude. You don't have any finesse. Now put me on to somebody else.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let me ask you one more thing.
No, put me on to somebody else.
There's...
You're inadequate as a reporter.
I'm it, Miss Good. I'm it, I'm afraid.
Are you a man or a woman?
I'm a man.
Are you a man? You are a woman.
Well, then why did you ask?
Because you reflect a woman's fear.
I see. And you?
Your unwillingness to look at problems.
And you, what do you reflect?
I reflect a lot of children.
How old are you?
I reflect a lot of people with concern. With concern for the earth and the children.
Miss Good, children grow up to be men and women.
In your sense, in the robot computerized slave for the dollar sense, go to school and spend your life in a book sense, or living life sense, what are you talking about?
You say on behalf of children, and yet you talk on behalf of killing men.
I'm talking about... People will be killed. People...
How about you, Miss Good?
Let me finish my question. Don't interrupt me again. When I talk about killing, I'm saying there will be a wave of assassins killing those who are killing the environment, the wildlife, the trees, selling...
Miss Good?
...products to the children and the people...
Miss Good?
...for them. Don't interrupt me.
Miss Good?
Sandra Good. Miss Good is a friend of Lynette Frome, the would-be assassin of President Ford.
CBC journalist Barbara Frum interviewing Sandra Good, a friend of Lynette Frome. We now go into the archives with a collection of broadcast mistakes from the program's predecessor media network from Radio Nederland. It's introduced by Pete Myers.
Just keep going, you'll tag it on.
best of the worst. A look at the lighter side of broadcasting, hosted by Jonathan Marks.
Hello, welcome to Rattle, Rattle, Rattle. This light standard is loose. Come on, take it off. Okay.
Well, SNC stands for Stas Namin Center. Stas Namin is a famous rock promoter here in the USSR. USSR, take two on that.
A new portable receiver has been launched by the Mashutsa. Oh, I knew I'd get it wrong.
During the last... start again.
Oh.
Sorry, can I start again? I jumped.
All right. Right, start again.
We are planning now to set up a 24-day satellite radio station under the name Sky Radio.
That's it. You think 24-hour a day?
Yeah, I'll take that.
24-day.
Oh.
Do that once again, because you're sounding a little bit tired.
I am very tired. I'm going to bed right now.
Media Network, a weekly survey of international communication developments. Produced and presented by Jonathan Marks.
Hello, and we start in Central America. We're on Monday night at 22:30 UTC. Thank you, it's my watch.
From Monday the 19th, right the way through to... Sorry, excuse me, I'm going to have to interrupt somebody.
Yeah. Shut up.
I'm doing a TRC, please.
Right.
I beg your pardon, I've got some very rude people here.
The U.S. Industry Advisory Committee Working Group tentatively agreed to propose to the Federal Communications Commission that hams be allocated 6950 and... It sounds like I haven't read it, because I haven't read it.
And the geomagnetic field should be generally unsettled.
I can hear somebody's stomach grumbling. Maybe it's mine.
Oh, maybe it's your breakfast.
In 2 years' time, the first of two spectrum Riola... In 2 years' time, the first of two spectrum Riola... In 2 years' time, the first of two spectrum Rio... Rio de Janeiro, it's where I want to go.
It's also a rather special day today, looking on the calendar, isn't it?
It sure is. 70 days ago... Hang on, let me just start that again. I haven't got the right piece of paper.
No, I didn't think you did.
Mind you, if they ever decide to put some radio components inside to turn the monument into a real radio, we should be able to hear them tuning the set all the way over here in Holland.
You're always going to sneeze.
The new Eurosport frequency on the DFS-1 Copernicus satellite is 11.550 giggle...
Not giggle hertz.
So, Jonathan, yesterday the External Affairs Department of the New Zealand government... got a cough. Don't know why we always get frogs in our throats. Why can't we have a fish?
Hello from Holland. This is Radio Netherlands, the Dutch International Survey. No, it isn't.
Media Network. The most information allowed by law.
And a special thank you to Jonathan Marks, host of Media Network, for sending along those clips from the program many years ago. Well, we now go to, well, kind of, you could call it a radio drama, or looking at the odd side of broadcasting. Back in the 1980s, Gary Thomas Bourgeois, who died in 2005, was the president and program director of Skybird Radio and hosted a program called Friday Night Live. He worked as a DJ on many market radio stations, TV stations, and gave university lectures on multi-track recording. But he also had an incredible, odd sense of humor. He came up with a series called Flash Frisbone Radio Ace. It's a whole series of programs about a radio DJ who goes from job to job working in some of the strangest radio formats ever. Today we're going to bring you one of those installments. This one is on the WOP format. W-O-P. Weather Orientated Pop. Here's Flash Frisbone.
And maintenant, les aventures du Flash Frisbone. Flash Frisbone, le disc jockey plus stupide. Il annonce les programmes d'un nouveau cum sans paper. Flash Frisbon au Canada. Dans l'épisode dernier, les Frisbon Kids a retourné au Canada, les studios du WAP, le temple avec musique. Écoutons.
Oh, monsieur de Frisbon, les studios.
Ah, ces studios sont très bons, monsieur.
Qu'est-ce que ça vous dit?
J'aime. Ces studios sont très bons et aussi très modernes, también. I can't do this. Let's do it the normal way.
And now...
That's better.
The Air Check Factory presents... The Amazing Recorded Adventures of Floating Flash Frisbon, Radio Ace. Flash Frisbon, the disc jockey that just can't keep a job. You'll remember in our last episode, Flash was hired at the studios of Hi-Lo 2718, an all-weather station with the WAP format, weather-oriented pop. Flash is with the station program director and manager, Nimbus Colombo, on the way to the studios to begin his first day inaugurating the new format. Let's listen.
Dancing up a storm? Well, you know, I mean, if you really think it's going to work that way.
Listen, Frisbon, there's no doubt this is going to be the biggest thing to hit not only Manitoba, not only Canada, but the world.
Yeah?
Pretty soon you're going to have stations with a WAP format playing weather-oriented pop for their localities and getting the big numbers.
The big numbers?
That's right, the big numbers. I'm talking about cumes.
Yeah?
I'm talking about quarter hours.
Yeah?
I'm talking about success, Frisbon.
Jeez.
Success. S-U-C, success.
Yeah.
Now listen, let's take a look at the studios.
Okay.
I want to show you over here.
All right.
This is the weather wire room. Now in here we have all the weather wires from all the major services.
Okay.
We've got the weather in every city, in every country in the world. Your job is to give that weather to the people.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to know only what's going on here in Bim Bam. Uh-huh. They want to know the weather around the world.
The world?
That's right. Weather. Weather-oriented pop. Now you take the weather from these weather wires,
uh-huh.
Okay, and you take the, over here we've got our satellite receiver,
wow.
Which is constantly giving us a complete drawing and maps of the world with the weather, and you see you got here, you got these, I don't know what you call these little circles.
Isobars.
Yeah. Okay, well anyway, you got all that stuff.
I know that.
And your job, Frisbon,
huh?
The heart of the format,
yeah.
Is to make the music and the weather go together.
Together? Why would I do that?
That's the format.
Huh?
WAP. Weather-oriented pop.
Oh.
Now, your job, should you decide to accept it, and by the way, Frisbon, yeah. You got to accept it because I got nobody else to take early evenings.
That's my favorite shift, anyway.
Your job is to put this whole thing together.
Yeah.
You put together your own forecast.
Uh-huh.
You pick your own music.
Yeah.
It's all in your hands, Frisbon. Wow. It's all up to you.
It's my show. Oh, wow.
Well... What an exciting time for Flash. He could go down in the history books as a pioneer, the first person to inaugurate the WAP weather-oriented pop format. It's later in the evening now as Flash begins his new career as a weather jockey.
And in addition to fog, London will also be seeing additional rain today, but it's a beautiful day here in Bim Bam, Manitoba. I'm Flash Frisbon. You're listening to The WAP Show, weather-oriented pop for all of Bim Bam and surrounding area. Beautiful day in Bim Bam. It's also a lovely day over in Montreal today.
Look how the skies are silver, beautiful Montreal. Out of the sky of silver.
Hi-Lo 2718. Music and weather.
You're my Jamaica. You're where I want to be. You're my island when I'm being tossed on a stormy sea.
And the satellite photograph shows that our friends in the Saucy Islands can be expecting some tropical disturbances, as we said. This is Hi-Lo 2718. I'm Flash Frisbon. This hour's weather and music is brought to you by BJ's Truck Stop, the place for fine food and good country music. It's a beautiful day here in Bim Bam. Temperature is 27 degrees at Celsius. It's a lovely day. No rain expected in the forecast for all of Manitoba. And looking to the south back into the U.S., down in Colorado, Denver is expecting temperatures in the 70s. A nice day for our friends down there in the Rockies.
Colorado,
back in dear old Nova Scotia, the place where I was born.
Across Canada, a beautiful day everywhere today, and right now it's dropped to 26 degrees, but that's Celsius. That means it's nice and warm outside, so we got a little bit of sunshine left here on the early evening, and it's a good time to get out. Beautiful, fantastic day here. We've been bringing you the weather from all across the world, but of course it's the best in your own backyard. Right now it's 26 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, just a fantastic, fantastic day in Bim Bam, Manitoba. Twilo, 2718, Flash Frisbone.
Weather
and music. High low 2718.
Take a good look around. There's no clouds looking down upon your way.
And for Bim Bam, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. No rain at all. The earliest we could see any rain in the forecast for the local area would be sometime by midday Tuesday. Just a little bit cooler in Paris, and the rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain. Hey, this is Floating Flash Frisbone, bringing you the weather here on High Low 2718. All weather, all the time, for all of most of Manitoba. Hey, I gotta tell you, it's just a beautiful day here in Bim Bam. Temperature right now is 26 degrees Celsius. A lot of beautiful sunshine today. And the weatherman says, and I quote from the Weather Wire, there is going to be no rain at all until at least Tuesday. So a wonderful weekend in store for you on High Low 2718. We'll be right back with more weather and music after these messages.
There's 5 new records on the jukebox at BJ's Truck Stop. That's right, BJ's Truck Stop in downtown Bim Bam has 5 new singles, including one by Johnny Paycheck.
Boy, this is the easiest job I've ever had. All you gotta do is read the weather and play the stuff.
Oh my god, Frisbone! Oh jeez, oh god, Frisbone! Oh,
what are we gonna do? Calm down!
Haven't you looked out the window?
No!
Frisbone, haven't you looked out the window? It's raining! It's raining and you've been saying the sun is shining!
It says on the wire!
Oh my god! What are we gonna do? I was just down at the truck stop, they canceled all the ads, they said we're a bunch of bozos!
Stop my
fault! What are we gonna do here? I'll be right back!
Tired of bears eating your garbage.
I was just doing my job. I don't understand, man. It said sunshine. I was just doing my job. It ain't my job to look out the window. I read the weather after. It ain't my job.
Oh, Frisbone, quick.
What?
Cue up this record. We're changing format. Cue it up. Okay, cart.
What's going on?
Okay, Frisbone, quick.
Why?
Play this cart and then play the record.
Why?
Play the cart and play the record.
Put the spot for
come
you.
Come on, push the button. I don't care about the commercial. Play the cart.
All right.
And then play the record.
All right.
Oh, my God. I'm a failure.
This is Disco 18 to 35.
Disco.
Well, what about the weather?
The WAP format is dead. It's disco all the way, Frisbone. Disco all the way.
Okay, I guess. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, there's one more thing, Frisbone.
Yeah?
You're fired.
Oh, okay. I'm fired? I was just doing my job!
Well, it looks like Flash is once again out of work. What will happen? As we leave our hero this month, he's walking alone in the rain, heading toward BJ's Truck Stop in hopes of perhaps getting a free meal. Tune in again next month for another exciting adventure of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace! amazing radio adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone are recorded at the facilities of Studio B in Marquette, Michigan.
One edition of Flash Frisbone Radio Ace that was produced in the 1980s by Gary Bourgeois. You can download all the installments of the complete series at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for on the program. Next week, Glenn Hauser will return with Propagation. So until next time, friends, keep those emails coming. mnp@pcjmedia.com. 73 and 88 to the ladies.